Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine two nations sealing 11 agreements in a single visit, while a digital council is born and a rare tiger finds a new ally. That was the scene in Kuala Lumpur this week. First, let us examine the India-Malaysia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership that was operationalized during the Prime Minister's visit. 11 agreements were signed, and among the most significant outcomes was the formal establishment of the Malaysia-India Digital Council, abbreviated MIDC. This council will steer cooperation in the digital economy, a sector that is increasingly central to both countries' growth strategies. In addition, the two sides agreed to settle trade in local currencies, that is Indian rupees and Malaysian ringgit, a move that will reduce dependence on third-party currencies and lower transaction costs. Malaysia also acceded to the International Big Cat Alliance, thereby joining a global effort to conserve big cats, and the Thiruvalluvar Chair was operationalized at University Malaya, strengthening academic ties. Now, what does this partnership mean in numbers? Bilateral trade stood at $19.86 billion in the fiscal year 2024-25, making Malaysia India's third largest trading partner in ASEAN. The Indian diaspora in Malaysia numbers roughly 2.7 million persons of Indian origin, a community that has long acted as a cultural bridge. Defence cooperation is also robust, with joint exercises named Harimo Shakti for the Army, Samudra Lakshman for the Navy and Udara Shakti for the Air Force, demonstrating interoperability across the three services. It is worth pausing here to note that the Malin Tiger, a critically endangered species with fewer than 200 individuals left, now benefits from Malaysia's membership in the International Big Cat Alliance. Historically, ties date back to the Chola period between the 9th and 13th centuries CE, underscoring a deep-rooted connection. Now let us turn to the delicate balancing act India faces with the United States and Russia. The United States has publicly claimed that India agreed to cease purchases of Russian oil as part of trade negotiations, although New Delhi has not confirmed this. Regardless, India-Russia trade reached a staggering $68.72 billion in 2024-25, with imports amounting to $63.84 billion, predominantly crude oil, and exports of $4.88 billion. Approximately 60% of India's military inventory is of Russian origin, including the Su-30 MKI fighter, the T-90 Bhishma tank, and the S-400 air defense system. The BrahMos cruise missile, a joint venture that flies at about 2.8 Mach, is another flagship example of Indo-Russian collaboration. On the civilian front, the Kudankulam nuclear power plant in Tamil Nadu was built by Rosatom, with the first two units already operational and a total plant capacity of 6,000 megawatts across six units. The United States countering America's adversaries through Sanctions Act of 2017 mandates sanctions on significant Russian defense purchases, but India has received waivers for the S-400 system. The strategic framework between India and Russia rests on the 1971 Treaty of Peace, Friendship and Cooperation, the 2000 Strategic Partnership, and the 2010 Special and Privileged Partnership. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, $68.72 billion is the total India-Russia trade for 2024-25. Note this carefully, the CATSA law of 2017 and the waivers India obtained for the S-400 are favorite prelims facts. The Su-30 MKI, T-90 Bhishma, S-400 BrahMos at 2.8 Mach and the ROSATOM-built Kudankulam plant all belong to the core list of defense and strategic items you must master for both prelims and mains, especially for questions on strategic autonomy and multi-alignment. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India announced a suite of reforms aimed at strengthening credit flow and consumer protection. The collateral-free loan limit for micro, small and medium enterprises has been doubled from 10 lakh rupees to 20 lakh rupees, a measure that will ease financing for countless entrepreneurs. Banks are now permitted to extend finance to listed real estate investment trusts, or REITs, whereas earlier they could only fund infrastructure investment trusts, or INVITs. For consumers, compensation for small-value fraudulent digital transactions has been capped at 25,000 rupees, offering a safety net against online scams. The RBI also harmonized the rules governing loan recovery agents and issued new guidelines to curb the mislaying of insurance and mutual fund products by banks. A flagship initiative called Mission Saksham, which stands for Sahakari Bank Kshamta Nirman, was launched for urban cooperative banks. Approximately 1.4 lakh participants will receive training in regional languages, with sector-wide capacity building and certification to enhance their operational efficiency. It is also important to distinguish between REITs and INVITs. REITs invest in commercial real estate where at least 80% of the assets are completed properties, while INVITs focus on infrastructure such as highways, power and renewables, with debt not exceeding 70% of the total capital. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the collateral-free limit of 20 lakh rupees for MSMEs, the full form of Mission Saksham, the participant count of 1.4 lakh, and the distinction between REITs and INVITs. Also note the 25,000 rupee compensation ceiling for digital fraud. These are direct prelims facts, while the broader themes of banking regulation, financial inclusion and consumer protection are ripe for mains essays in GS3. Turning to agriculture, the government has unveiled the mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses, allocating 11,440 crore rupees for the period 2025-2026-2030-3031. The mission aims to raise the production of tur, urad and masoor to 350 lakh tons by the financial year 2030-31, up from 252.38 lakh tons in 2024-25. To achieve this, 1,000 pulse mills will be set up, each receiving a subsidy of 25 lakh rupees. A digital platform called the Sathi Portal will be used for seed authentication, ensuring quality inputs for farmers. Moreover, a guaranteed minimum support price procurement for 4 years will be assured through NAFED and the National Commodity and Futures Exchange under the PMASHA scheme. Why is this mission critical? Although India is the world's largest producer and consumer of pulses, accounting for roughly 25% of global production, it still imported 47.38 lakh tons in 2,324 because domestic supply could not meet demand. Pulses now contribute only about 8% of the total food grain basket, a sharp decline from 16% in 1950, and they provide 20 to 25% of the average Indian's dietary protein. The Indian Council of Medical Research recommends an intake of 85 grams of protein per day, underscoring the nutritional importance of pulses. The mission also targets an increase of 35 lakh hectares in pulse cultivated area, taking the total to 310 lakh hectares, and offers an incentive of 10,000 rupees per hectare for model farming practices. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the outlay of 11,440 crore rupees, the target of 350 lakh tons, the Sathi portal, the role of NAFED and NCCF under PMASHA, the subsidy of 25 lakh rupees per mill, and the farmer incentive of 10,000 rupees per hectare. The decline from 16 to 8% in food grain share and the ICMR recommendation of 85 grams of protein per day are also favorite prelims facts, while the entire mission offers rich material for mains answers on food security and agricultural self-reliance. Next, the Union Budget for 2026-27 earmarked 13,416.2 crore rupees for the Department of Space. This allocation will fund, among other projects, the National Large Optical Infrared Telescope, known as NLOT, which is currently under development, and the National Large Solar Telescope, or NLST, planned to be situated near Pangong Lake in Ladakh. These large aperture facilities will place India among the few nations with world-class observational astronomy infrastructure. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the space budget figure of 13,416.2 crore rupees and the two flagship telescopes, LOT and NLST, the latter to be sited near Pangong Lake in Ladakh. These details are likely prelims points, while the broader implications for scientific capability and space policy are pertinent to mains GS3 essays. In the health sector, the same budget announced a second National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, or NIMHANS, to be established in North India. The original NIMHANS, an autonomous institution under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, is located in Bengaluru, Karnataka. The budget also calls for the upgradation of the Central Institute of Psychiatry in Ranchi and the Lokopriya Gopinath Bordoloi Regional Institute of Mental Health in Tejpur. The economic survey to 0-5-6 highlighted a rise in digital addiction and screen-related mental health issues among children, underscoring the urgency of expanding mental health infrastructure. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember NIMHANS in Bengaluru, the planned second NIMHANS in North India, the Central Institute of Psychiatry at Ranchi and the LG Brim at Tejpur. These institutions, along with the rising concern over digital addiction, are key for prelims recall and for mains discussions on public health policy. Shifting to diplomacy, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held security talks in Ottawa, marking a step towards normalizing relations with Canada after they soared following the June 2023 allegation by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau regarding the killing of Hardeep Singh Nijjar. In response to that allegation, Canada had suspended negotiations on the India-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, known as CEPA. The recent talks indicate an effort to rebuild trust and move forward on security cooperation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the names Ajit Doval, CEPA, Hardeep Singh Nijjar and the Khalistan issue. These are likely to appear in prelims questions on India-Canada relations, while the diplomatic dynamics provide material for mains answers on diaspora-linked tensions. In the realm of agriculture and climate, the first South Asian Agroforestry and Trees Outside Forests Congress, called at Treescapes 2026, was convened. This regional platform aims to promote agroforestry across South Asia, addressing challenges such as limited access to finance, policy gaps, and low farmer awareness. The Congress sought to integrate trees into farming systems, thereby enhancing carbon sequestration and diversifying rural incomes. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the event named Treescapes 2026 and the acronym AFTOF, which stands for Agroforestry and Trees Outside Forests. These points are useful for prelims, while the themes of climate resilient farming and carbon sinks are ideal for mains discussions in GS3. Turning to climate science, the Thwaites Glacier in West Antarctica, part of the West Antarctic ice sheet and draining into the Amundsen Sea, continues to melt at an accelerating pace. Scientists label it the Doomsday Glacier and classify it as one of 16 global climate tipping elements. Its destabilization could trigger catastrophic sea level rise. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the location, West Antarctic Ice Sheet, Amundsen Sea, the nickname, Doomsday Glacier, and the fact that it is one of 16 climate tipping points. These are classic prelims facts, while the implications for sea level rise and climate policy are fertile ground for mains essays. Finally, the Union Budget expanded allocations for the Ayush sector, which comprises Ayurveda, Yoga and Naturopathy, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy. Global demand for these traditional medicine systems is on the rise, reinforcing India's soft power and opening avenues for health diplomacy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember the full form of Ayush and its five components, as well as the fact that the Ministry of Ayush was established in November 2014. These details are useful for prelims, and the broader theme of health policy and cultural diplomacy can be woven into mains answers. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Bilateral trade between India and Malaysia stood at $19.86 billion in 2024-25, and Malaysia is India's third largest ASEAN trading partner. The Indian diaspora in Malaysia numbers around 2.7 million persons of Indian origin. 11 agreements were signed, the Malaysia-India Digital Council was established, local currency settlement in rupees and ringgit was agreed, and Malaysia joined the International Big Cat Alliance. Joint military exercises included Harimau Shakti for the Army, Samudra Lakshman for the Navy and Udara Shakti for the Air Force. The Thiruvalluvar chair now operates at University Malaya and the Mullen tiger population is fewer than 200 individuals. India-Russia trade totaled $68.72 billion in 2024-25, with imports of $63.84 billion, mainly crude oil, and exports of $4.88 billion. About 60% of India's military hardware is of Russian origin, including the Su-30 MKI, T-90 Bhishm and the S-400 system. The BrahMos cruise missile reaches roughly 2.8 Mach. The Kudankulam nuclear power plant, built by Rosatom, currently has 2 operational units and plans 6 units for a total capacity of 6,000 megawatts. The Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act was enacted in 2017, and the strategic framework includes the 1971 Treaty of Friendship, the 2000 Strategic Partnership, and the 2010 Special and Privileged Partnership. The RBI's collateral-free limit for MSMEs is now 20 lakh rupees. Mission Saksham involves about 1.4 lakh participants, digital fraud compensation is capped at 25,000 rupees, and the rate versus inventory IT distinction is that REITs invest in commercial real estate with at least 80% completed assets, while InvITs focus on infrastructure with debt not exceeding 70%. The Pulse mission carries an outlay of 11,440 crore rupees, targets 350 lakh tons of Tur, Urad and Masoor by 2030-31, will create 1,000 mills with a subsidy of 25 lakh rupees each, uses the Sathi portal for seed authentication, guarantees MSP procurement for 4 years through NAFED and NCCF under PMASHA, and offers a farmer incentive of 10,000 rupees per hectare. India imported 47.38 lakh tons of pulses into 2023-24. Pulses now constitute about 8% of food grain share, down from 16% in 1950, and they provide 20 to 25% of dietary protein, with the ICMR recommending 85 grams per day. The space budget is 13,416.2 crore rupees, funding the National Large Optical Infrared Telescope and the National Large Solar Telescope near Pangong Lake in Ladakh. Mental health developments include the existing NIMHANS in Bengaluru, a second NIMHANS to be set up in North India, the Central Institute of Psychiatry in Ranchi and the Lokopriya Gopinath Bordoloi Regional Institute of Mental Health in Tejpur. Thwaites Glacier lies in the West Antarctic ice sheet, drains into the Amundsen Sea, is nicknamed the Doomsday Glacier and is one of 16 global climate tipping elements. These facts, woven together, illustrate the intricate tapestry of India's strategic, economic and developmental priorities, and mastering them will sharpen both your factual recall and analytical depth for the UPSC examination.